The Polite in the Seventh Station of the Soul. Now I want to speak about the student, about you who searches for the truth. After you reach the truth, you walk in the way from station to station until you sit facing God. When you reach the last station, you are born again and return to be like a child, pure and clean. This is different from becoming any child. You become the child of truth. Your mother and your father are the truth when you know. Every one of the family of God is a child because they are born again and again, many times each day. When you reach the seventh station of the soul, you begin to know the meaning of God and you stand facing Him at every prayer, soul to soul. You do not pray from your body or from your heart. You pray with the soul. This is from the secret. In this station, you begin to know the meaning of the word because now the walking begins. If God does not help you, you will not reach. You must give everything to Him and leave everything outside. Yet there is no outside and no inside. He is she and she is he. If you see a difference, then you are outside the truth. There are no differences in the truth. There is no one, only He, in this high station of the soul. When you complete this, He will give you what you want if you are polite with Him. Know that politeness opens the door to the garden of Allah. If you reach the door, the politeness you need is different from before. It is the politeness of the soul. And if you have the soul of God, what more could you want? If you live in this station, He gives you a drink of the sweet nectar, al-rahil al-maktum. Only the believers, the people of God, can drink this nectar. I hope you can open your soul to hear its secret language. The sweet nectar is from pre-eternity, al-azal. He gives you a drink of His sweet nectar because He has wanted you from the beginning. Thank Him because if He had not wanted you, you could not have reached. He has given you the chance to find this special way, the way of the deep love. Listen to what He says. He speaks to you with the language of love. You need to be polite to hear this language because it is different in every way. From the beginning, He has said, I am your God, know me. And what is your answer? Look in your heart and you will find the answer. If He helps you, you can speak to Him in a pure language. Yes, my Lord, I am your servant. Ask anything of me. I want only your love. My soul is with you. Take everything from me and change me to return me to be my original picture, the true picture. I want only to be your mirror and to see myself in your heart and in your soul. All knowledge can be seen from this mirror because you are the secret. Help me, my God, to clean this mirror to reflect only your love. You live in the holy garden of the truth in this station. Your soul is the picture of the soul of God. This is not like any garden you have seen before. This is the garden of the soul. Your eyes have never seen what they see now through the eyes of the soul. There is no ear that can hear what the soul hears. It listens to the song of David, singing the songs of all the prophets. Its beautiful notes are from the soul. The singing is not from the voice of the tongue of the body, because there is no body now. Where is the body? There is no human being in this station. You are, and you are not. Listen to the singing. This is the voice of the soul. You need to know this song. There are no words to the song because something else is speaking with you. It is your soul speaking. If you do not pray, you cannot hear this song. This is a very deep and elevated praying. If you do not remember His name with your voice, His voice will not sing to you. How can you hear the song of the soul if you do not send mercy to anyone you see? How can He sing to you if you do not love all the people who want to be polite and who want to know the truth? Be the guide for anyone, to show him what he is if you can. Thank your God and say to Him, You have given me everything I have. Nothing is from me. I see with your eyes, not with mine. My Lord, keep me in the garden of your soul all the time to sit on your carpet and to drink your wine. I could not live outside your garden. Be truthful with everyone, but first with yourself and then with your brothers and sisters. This is what God wants from you. He wants you to know only Him. When you reach this station face to face, but in your soul, do not remember the name in a loud voice. Be quiet and remember in your heart with your soul. If you say the name of God in a loud voice in this station, it is not polite, because God is right beside you. Look straight all the time. Do what He wants you to do, and do not refuse anything He asks, because you know what is best for you. be quiet and courteous wherever you are. He gives you the food you eat and the clothes you wear. He has given you everything you have to remember his name. Be polite with everything you meet because you are filled with holiness. Be a mosque if you can. Be a holy place and pray in that holy place. Everything is inside you. You are the question and you are the answer. Understand every answer to your heart gives you, and if you want to be a complete student, listen to the song of the soul. Do not ask why you see any picture or why he makes something, because he is putting everything in its place. There is wisdom behind everything that happens. If you see a picture that you feel is wrong or that you do not understand, you can say, "My Lord, please help me to know the meaning of this picture. Help me to be polite with this picture because everything is from you. You are putting everything in its place with whatever you do. Help me, my Lord, to see you in this picture." He wants you to be like the prophets because you are the student of the prophets. You carry the message of love given by all the prophets. Why should you not do what they have done? This is the real message to you to give. God will tell you his secret. Listen to his voice and understand what he says in everything inside you. You are a holy star. Know what is inside this star. This is a holy night. This is the last station of the soul and also the first station of the way, if you know what I mean. This is the annihilation in God. Al-Fana. Who are you now? Allah, Allah, Allah.